Rock 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's me, Sandy, your certified health coach, and I like to think of myself as a lifestyle cheerleader. If you tuned in before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener of the show, and we are excited that you're back. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends, and this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will hopefully motivate you to change and start your own health journey with confidence. If you are tuning in tonight and you want to call in and have a conversation about anything that I'm talking about, or you just have a question about your personal health or how to get started on your own lifestyle journey, call on in. 256-737-9505. I'd love to talk to you. So,
hey, we're all friends here.
We are all friends. We are all friends. We've been friends for a long time.
Long time. We're going back to, I don't even remember, 2001 or something?
Yeah.
Long time.
It has to be 2001.
Back before I had a radio station.
I know. And what are we, like 28 now? So
29, yeah.
It's doesn't seem like it's been that long. It's amazing. We have some changes coming up, Jay.
Not that unusual, really.
But
school's out, so it's time for us to take some time off too, right?
Yeah.
Good way to lead into it. Yeah.
So much happening.
A moment of silence for the summer.
But it's all good because we get to revamp and recharge. And
just in case you weren't paying attention, here is a public service announcement from Live 95.
Warning. Summer in Alabama is hot. Also, the sun burns. This has been a friendly reminder from Live 95, Cullman's independent radio station.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how many people that has helped.
In case you didn't know.
That's awesome. I think you should have something also about the mosquitoes.
I'll have to get on the copywriter for that.
Okay.
Who decided that Star Wars was more important than coming in here tonight? That may be part of what's going on. You know, it gets to be 95 degrees outside. All of a sudden, that 4:45 movie in the 60-degree movie theater sounds like a good idea.
Well, I really wasn't going to mention it, Jay, but we did go and see Star Wars. I know. You saw it, though, right?
I have not.
Oh, I thought you did.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Well, I know.
I tend to focus on Star Trek, which I've heard that there's two Star Trek movies coming, but I'm sure that's not going to be anytime soon. But
well, I'm like, you know, I'm not.
Go ahead.
Don't tell Melissa.
Spoil it for the audience.
Don't tell Melissa that I'm not the hugest Star Wars fan, because I want her to be my fan. Yeah. And I know that would turn things around. But actually, it was really one of my favorite Star Wars movies that I've seen.
She said that, too, and she felt like it was very underrated. Like, you know, a lot of people were not. She wasn't even pushing for this movie. She thought, oh, yeah, okay, well, I've heard about this one. And she thought it was one of her favorites. And I've even heard that it hasn't pulled in the box office numbers that the other ones have. So
yeah.
All I have gotten out of that is if you haven't seen it and you are a Star Wars fan and you're just going by the, not another movie. Well, no one thinks that, really, but, you know, you should probably go see it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. So
if, I mean, I like
if you don't,
it.
No hard feelings, because I'm not going either. So.
Well, so when are the Star Wars coming, or Star Trek, sorry?
I just kind of skimmed the articles, and I don't think they've got dates. I'm not sure they even know what they're going to do yet. They had one, like, whole theory and storyline, like, ready to go. And then apparently, who is it, Zachary Quintero or whoever that is? Mr. Let's, you know, blow everything up.
Quentin Tarantino.
That guy, yeah. Okay. He apparently has gotten a hold of a script or has written a script or something along those lines, and he's supposedly getting involved. And then I read something about how we're going to start crossing over storylines and putting casts together and stuff, and I they don't know.
Yeah.
It's speculation.
Hmm. Well, you want to know what I learned? Because I'm going to circle this back to a little health talk. So this is what I learned about going to the movies last Sunday.
I have a confession first.
Okay.
I was going to get a blizzard on the way over here, and I chose not to. Okay. That's it for now.
That's a great choice. And that was a choice.
This message brought to you by Dairy Queen, who's not happy with me right now.
Well, hey, but you want to know what is happy with you? Your insulin level.
Yeah,
is...
I'm not crashing. And that's what's funny, because had I gotten that, I would not be hungry for like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's good. That was a great choice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. So
Thank you very much.
Is what I learned. Anybody that is that I cross paths with from here on out that tells me eating healthy is expensive, I am going to ask them if they go to the movies and if they go to the snack bar at the movies, because I was absolutely blown away. I haven't been to the movies in a long time, and nor have I been up to the snack bar. Well, I was blown away by the additional choices that they have now. They got, like, you know, you name it and they have it there. But I was blown away by the price of a small popcorn and a small drink. It was unreal. But anyway, just a side note.
Can you imagine going with a family of four?
No!
I mean, they need to go see their banker before they go.
I couldn't. And there were families there with several.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Several people in them. I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it. Because it was, I was really surprised. I mean, I used to go to the movies all the time when I was younger, and I used to, you know, buy all the snacks and everything.
Because back then, that was all you could do in Coleman.
Well, that was in California.
Now little old Coleman's grown up.
Yeah, I just...
Now we can go to the movie. Or the splash pad.
We have... Coleman has
the aquatic center. Yeah, lots of washrooms.
I mean, Coleman, it's pretty awesome, really. I mean, to think that we just had that huge Rock the South concert here in Coleman.
Yawn.
I know.
I'm not a country fan, sorry.
I know, but still, I mean, it was... That's just...
Hey, did you see my Facebook, like, corrective rant on that? I'm like, yeah, I am so not a Rock the South fan. I could care less.
Yeah.
But if you substituted those country artists for some of the artists that we play on the radio station, I would so be there. I would like be the first guy in line. Okay, maybe not. When I was 20, I would be the first guy in line.
Well, why don't you guys put something on like that?
We have, but not to the extent of, you know, being able to do the national names and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a concert last year. Big D and Danielle did a concert a little bit earlier this year. There's featured artists that were a little more on the country side of things. We've had some talk about maybe having an end of the year or end of the summer blowout thing, kind of along with our 95 days of summer thing that we're kind of drumming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it really depends on sponsorships. I mean, we're going to go out, we're going to hit the streets, we're going to see if we can get enough sponsors to, you know, keep this going. Not the radio station. The radio station will be here for a while, but to keep the contest going.
Mm-hmm.
And if the contest goes, then, you know, we may do that. And if the contest kind of fizzles out, then, well, we probably won't.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great, though.
So it's on you, business owner. Let us know.
Yeah. Yes. And you were, I mean, one of the things we talked about before we got on here is you're working towards that and putting some...
Yeah, that's part of the reason that we're taking part of the summer off. We're wanting to revamp some of that, focus a little more on community outreach. You know, we have put together some programs. I just finished putting together a kind of an informational sheet on all of the promotional opportunities from here through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm busy. I don't really have time to do that. I mean, I would love to, but I'm a people person, but I don't have the time to go out and do that and do everything else that I'm involved in. So
yeah.
That's my excuse.
Hey, well, and you do. You got a lot going on.
And I've done it a few times, and I mean, it requires a special person to be able to do that. I mean, for one, you cannot be someone who was shut down by rejection, because you're going to go knock on 20, 25, 30 doors, and 29 of them are going to be, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah. Are you? Did you say you're taking nominations? Because I nominate Danielle.
Well, I've worked with Danielle some, and Danielle already does that a good bit.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome
with,
that
with
way.
What's happening in Coleman. They have brought some small businesses in here to advertise, and they also bring some small businesses in, you know, through their show. And I'm really happy with the results of having those on the show, but, and, you know, I got to choose my words carefully, but, you know, you've got the opportunity of hearing the 30 minutes of the show or the other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 7 times 24. Yeah, I failed math. But, yeah, you know, the other 300-something hours of the week. So, you know, I love having the interviews on the show, but it's not the level of exposure that I want for the small businesses. There, that's a good way to say it.
Gotcha. I get it. And that's what you're moving towards doing,
yeah,
a little bit differently.
We currently rotate probably 8 commercials. Some of them are trade-outs. Some of them are, you know, paid monthly. I'd like to get 20. I would be ecstatic if we had 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we could do a lot more with the station than we're doing now. We could do more outreach. I would love to get some teenage and young adult bodies in here, you know, in between classes or, you know, at Wallace State or whatever. And I've told people this, and they give me this deer in headlights look that it's like, you're crazy. You know, you're not going to be able to do that. But what I would like to do, and don't laugh at me too hard, you know, they're going to tell you what's playing. They're going to give you the weather conditions, especially in the summer, because you've got little pop-up showers everywhere, and you want to know if you're going to drive into one of those or if it's raining in Holly Pond. They're also going to tell you if you need to stay off the interstate or not. You know, there was a massive backup traffic, whatever, on the interstate earlier today. Well, you know, if I had a warm body in here at 10:05 this morning that could share that with you, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the budget for that right now because we have 9 sponsors.
Okay.
So, you know, if we had 20 or 50, I could do more of that. I want to do more of that. You can't do that and run a radio station, too. Hey, we're a nonprofit. We don't have to make profit here. This is not where I make my money. This is fun. This is community outreach. That's what we're here for.
So tell me a little bit about you. So you basically said bring in a teenager or Wallace student. Is that
that's how I got started.
Okay. I mean, so to be here to give them.
Yeah.
Okay. To train them.
They do
teach
about a
4-hour
air shift, you know, and somebody else. We wouldn't be here 24 hours a day, but we would be here during the most important parts of the day. Now, we're here for weather coverage anyway. You know, if there's a tornado watch and something's happening in, you know, the spring or the fall, somebody's here anyway. We're going to cover that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to be on top of the, hey, People's Bank caught on fire. Hey, Inland Buildings caught on fire. Did you know that happened this week? That's
yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what radio was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And it's not that anymore. It's computer-generated national contests. It's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So,
well, I really like the idea that you're talking about of empowering
a
young
person.
It's a big
goal. It's a huge goal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, honestly, you know, if we had just a little bit more support from the community, we could do that.
Yeah.
What did I do to your show?
Hey, it's all good.
Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of paying bills, we'll be back in about 90 seconds. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Want to win $100? This summer, Live 95 returns local radio to how local radio used to be with the 95 Days of Summer. Tune in to hear details about how you can win $100 this summer by listening to Coleman's very own independent radio, Live 95. And the winners will be right here in Coleman. This is not a national contest. The winners will be local. We'll be giving away $100 a week until further notice. Live 95 is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. I read a blog today and the title caught my attention. It said, if you spot it, you got it. The author went on to explain that often when we focus on the behavior of others, it's because we might tend to display that particular behavior ourselves. When we criticize others for their anger or their snap decisions or their impatience, it might just be because we display those tendencies ourselves. And sometimes we get so caught up in criticizing how others behave, we're blind to our own behavior. Maybe this is a good time to reflect on a couple of things. One would be to slow down before we judge others. The second, and maybe most important, would be to take a look at our own behavior and ask ourselves if we're pleased with it. That simple process just might make us better people and make our worlds a little kinder. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thanks so much for coming back and joining us. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you guys tonight about deciding what you want.
Well, actually, we were talking about, you know, community radio and that type of thing. So I wanted to jump in just for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Go.
Got an email on Wednesday morning. This is what I want more of, all right?
Okay.
The following is a community service if you would like to share it. The Kids Cafe is a free meal program for children from 0 to 18 years old. Breakfast and lunch are served. This is at the West Point Baptist Church on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday each week through July 25th. Breakfast is served from 9 to 10. Lunch is served from 10:30 until noon. It's absolutely free at the West Point Baptist Church. Now, is that cool or what? And all of that just because we run a little promo saying, hey, if you got a community service, let us know.
Excellent.
So we're out there. I mean, people know we exist.
Oh, yeah. I was down at Shop Around the Corner, and they had you rocking and rolling in there.
Awesome.
I know.
Just want a little bit more support from the community. Okay.
Yeah.
You can have your show back now.
We got to get the word out that you guys are streaming some Dylan, too, so.
Ah, yeah.
I know. That was, I don't know. I love the music because I love the variety. And one of my most favorite things is that you guys choose a lot of the live versions of the songs.
We are reaching so many people from the music selections, and it's hilarious to me. Melissa, whenever she hears Dylan, she changes the channel.
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't like it. But you and me, we like Dylan.
Yeah.
I've had people write in because of our selections of CCR that they love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, we're there for you.
I remember when I first started listening, Jay, you had played a live version of Lola by the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard that before, ever in my whole life. And it was fantastic. So
I think that's part of the draw. You have to get addicted to know, you know, what you're going to be spoiled with next. It's awesome.
And it is. It's just good. It's just really good.
And some of our live entertainment has just walked through the door. And he's awesome, too, because he's played in our Battle of the Band shows before. So I'm going to shut up because I've taken up like 80% of your show. So.
Hey, it's all good. I got like 7.5 minutes to get people to make the decision that they want to have health in their life. Woohoo!
I do want to remind everybody once again, though, you know, this will be the last show for Path Changers until sometime in August. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you tune in on Thursday nights and you miss Sandy's show because we're out jet skiing or something, all of the previous shows from what? How long have you been doing this? A year? A little over a year.
A year. Yeah, nearly a year and a half.
Not all of them, but like 98% of them, unless the computer crashed or something, are online. You go to live95coleman.com, click on demand, and all of the Path Changers shows from the last year are there. So if you're missing Sandy on a Thursday night, that's where you can get your show until August.
Woohoo! I think what I'll do too is I'll just share them. That'd be a great thing.
There you go. Share one a week.
Yeah.
This is the best of shows.
It's like I'm still there.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jay. I really appreciate
the landlord of my last story. The landlord of the building came over here last week and was talking to me, and he thought, you know, I was going to drop in on one of your live shows one night, and I walked in the building and there was nobody there. That happens every now and then too, but unless you're here, you're not going to know it.
Yep. You got a good thing going on, and I thank you and Melissa for the opportunity because it's helped me. It's helped me grow as a person to get over the fear. And one of the things that you taught me right out of the gate is that it's live radio. We have things that happen. Technology happens, and that's just really helped me to recognize that it's not about perfection.
I think every show that we have here contributes a little something to the listener. It may not benefit everyone, but it's going to benefit some people, and other shows are going to benefit others. And I mean, there are some other shows that I would like to be doing, you know, and we might do it. I'm not going to say I'm going to quit my day job and come do this. I mean, it might be cool. It might be a good retirement gig, but unfortunately, I'm only 40, so...
But no, it's all good. I thank you for the opportunity too, because it's like
you're
I
very
said,
welcome, and thanks for hanging with us.
Well, likewise, it's all upward and onward, so that's pretty cool. All right, so now I got 5 minutes to help people make the decision that they want to get healthy. And that's what it takes. If you are not where you want to be in your health or even your life, because it boils down to several different areas. Lifestyle means a lot of things, and I did not know that. I always thought it just meant being where I wanted to be in a pant size, but it really boils down to a healthy body, a healthy mind, and healthy finances, and having those things where we want them. Because you know what? Like financially, we all want to thrive. We all want abundance. We don't want the stress of feeling like we've got to, oh my gosh, we got to figure out how we're going to get our bills paid. We want to have money to do what we want. We want to have resources to create memories and experiences with our friends and our families. And we want to be able to make those community contributions that are so powerful, especially like Jay just mentioned, that food program, how excellent. But that comes along with having our mind healthy and our relationships strong, and are they good and do they support health? Or is your friend always, you know, is your circle of friends all the time dragging you down and, you know, drinking all the time and you can't go anywhere unless you're, you know, behaving badly? You know, having a healthy mind has a lot to do with the people that we hang around. Does your life have meaning and purpose? Do you have the chance to do the hobbies that you want to do and experiences that you want to have? And then in respects to your body, where is your weight status? Are you at a healthy weight? Because even just losing, if you're not and you are in a state of being overweight or obese, even if you just reduce your weight in a healthy way by 10%, that really puts your body under way less stress, under way less percentages to create illness. And then how's your sleep? Do you have relaxation time? Do you get the activity that you need? Are you moving your body? They all come into play. And what I have found is that life is so great when we're able to get balanced. And it really does start with balancing our fuelings, balancing our meals, having our blood sugar reach baseline. And I realized this week that I like to eat that way because it balances my BS. I say that because it balances my blood sugar. But what it also does for me is it balances that BS in my head that can't say it on the air, but everybody probably knows what BS stands for. But it's those excuses that we feed ourselves all the time. Well, I can't do this and I can't eat healthy because of this. I can't do this because I don't have that. It's just that constant chatter in our heads of excuses that talk us out of all the reasons why we can't do it. And I promise when you get balanced out and those processed carbohydrates and things of that nature stop running the show for you, it is amazing how life opens up. It is just amazing. And I see it all the time. It gives our body an opportunity to heal. And when that starts to happen, I just feel like the sky's the limit. And then it's like, what do you want to create? What do you want to create? What do you want your life to look like? And until you're ready to make that decision to be healthier, it's easy just to stay stuck. And as humans, we just like comfort. We love the comfort of routines. And routines really help us to navigate and they protect us from the unknown. And that's why change can be so hard. But some of our routines are holding us back from being all that we can be. And I just want to encourage you, be all you can be. Our health is so important here on this plane while we're here. And so I just want to encourage you to make that choice and reach out to me if I can help you in any way over the summer. I'm here. So look forward to coming back and hearing y'all, seeing y'all, talking to y'all in the fall. Have a great summer. Thanks, Jay, so much for everything. And
woohoo.
You guys have a great break. Thanks so much. Stay tuned for Big D. He's up next with Little D. Have a great night.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster.